Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I want to say this. I'm going to do my best to get caught up as to what we have missed yesterday. We had some technical difficulties on the social media platforms, but if that does ever happen in the near future, just go to Genesis Communication Network and you'll see me on the second or top gauge, and just go ahead and click onto it and you can listen to me live on Genesis Communication Network. Okay, we're rated the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. So with that, go over there. You'll always find us if something should happen concerning technical difficulties in the near future or in the future, or hopefully it'll never happen again. But I do want to let you know we're going to do our best to get caught up. I'm going to have Sheriff Richard Mack up with us in just a couple minutes, folks, and it's pretty crazy what's going on. There's this continual reminding the people of who the bad guys are, according to the mainstream media. So you have the devil accusing the righteous as being wicked. So it goes back to what the Nazis do, said Joseph Goebbels, the minister under Adolf Hitler. And what did he do? Accuse others of what you're guilty of. And, you know, one should ask the question, because just this last week I was attacked by an outlet, worthless, no credibility whatsoever, called the Reformer. That should tell you enough right there. Reformer not to who we are, but a reformer to reform us and transition us into something that we are not. That's really what it means if you want to define it out properly. But as I was attacked, I was talking to Richard just a couple minutes ago, and he said they just attacked him as well. And it's like, well, we're in good company, aren't we? And folks, this is how you gauge those are who those that are responsible or taking seriously their responsibilities before God and man that are in the fight, because the mainstream media and their useful idiots under the control of the Mockingbird media, I'm telling you what, they are just right there to remind you who the good guys are. And I'm not trying to say give myself accolade in any sense of the word, but I am telling you folks, there's this reoccurring timeline where they want to remind the American people who the bad guys are, when in fact they're not the bad guys. They're exposing them, the bad guys, for who they are. It's like they're a bunch of tranquilists. What do you call them? I'm looking at it right now. Ventriloquists. That's what they're like. They just parrot whatever they're told, and it's like they're reading the teleprompter, and now they're going to go attack this guy. And folks, it's real clear as to what this is. This is defamation. I mean, not only are they censoring guys like us and suppressing our information, but they're painting a picture on ourselves, on our backs, which is completely untrue. So there's got to be a line drawn, and the line drawn for me is I'm going to continuously let the American people know what these criminals are up to. Hopefully in a couple minutes here, I'm going to be able to show you a video after Richard Mack is up with us, and it just shows you that this is nothing new under the sun. And I'm going to go back to the 60s concerning the assassination of Kennedy, and I'm going to give you one of the eyewitnesses, and I want you to hear what he has to say during that time era, because it's exactly what's going on today. One of the things, next point, One of the things that we're told is there's no voter fraud. We have seen the mainstream media target those that are telling you that there's voter fraud, and every time it comes up and someone's actually incarcerated and incriminated for their crimes of voter fraud, we show you. They don't want you to pay attention to their fruit in any sense of the word. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, there's more of it going on, and according to Right Side News, there's another video that is actually making its way through rank and file with the perpetrators on the videos actually committing the crime. And again, it's one of those deals where you just can't make it up. And again, they want you to believe what you're told. You don't ever question anything that we tell you. Just question what you see. Always question what you see, and don't ever question what we say is really their message, right? But what I have in front of us right now is inside the city hall in a certain part of the country. And what they're doing is they're going to show you, this is actually, and I believe it was Connecticut if I was seeing this right. And what I noticed is at 5:30 in the morning, this woman that is actually committing the act of voter fraud, which is a crime in this country, she's up at 5:30 in the morning, and she's going inside of the building to make sure that the ballots are stuffed the way that they need to be stuffed. Now, again, they don't want you believing what you're seeing right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And look what she's doing. She's bringing bag after bag to stuff ballots to get her man into office. Now, this in this particular situation, apparently they have paper ballots. This is not electronically controlled or manipulated, and we've shown you that video as well. But what I'm showing you right now, friends, is a said worker for one of these said representatives where she's depositing ballots into the box over and over and over again. But again, they just want you, and now they're showing some more of her coming back later on that morning. Now, this is the third time she stuffed the box, okay? But again, the mainstream media wants you to believe it doesn't exist. Hey, folks, there is no voter fraud going on. Nonsense. Nonsense. Hey, folks, we were told in the 30s that this stuff was going on. Presidents are selected. They're not elected. I mean, again, the list goes on of the voter fraud that's been taking place. Those that even tallied or calibrated these voter machines have told you exactly how it works and what they're doing. And I'm showing you a video right now, again, of how they're actually committing their crime in making sure that their man gets into office. Now, this is the fourth deposit by this same woman doing the same thing for the same candidate. But again, they want you to believe it's not happening. It's not happening. Don't believe what you see before your eyes, friends. Oh no, friends, believe what you're seeing, because it's happening. And I believe she's been indicted now at this point. But these people are getting busted all day long. This is for Joe Ganim's 2019 Bridgeport campaign. And again, you've seen it right before your eyes, and apparently he won office. Okay, so how did he win office? Narrowly, it tells us he won office because it was a stolen election. That's how it happens, friends. It was stolen. And Americans, you need to wake up as to how this is happening. Remember before criminal Barack Hussein Obama was elected apparently by the American people the second time around? Remember he told that diplomat in Russia as to how he said, in my second term I can do that? So it was already, the nod was in. He already knew he was going to go in for a second term. And there's a whole backstory to that as well, but I don't have time for that right now. We're going to get right back with Richard Mack. And I want to share some information. He's going to be in Minnesota here. We'll give you some dates and the gist. I'll give you an update in just a moment.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, really quick, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Our friend Richard Mack is coming into the state of Minnesota, and I've known this for some time. As a matter of fact, I was actually trying to aid him in his efforts in doing so, but I just got a notice that he's now coming in. He's got 9 dates. He just told me this a couple minutes ago, and so without further ado, I want to go ahead and pull up Sheriff Richard Mack, and just welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us, Richard. How are you, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate getting on with you. It's good to meet. It's good to meet with you again.
Amen. And I appreciate that. Richard, can I ask you something? Just because some people were reaching 159 cities and across the country, as well as 53 countries, you're a pretty popular guy out there, but there's still people out there that might not know who you are. So what? Let me say it this way. What is your claim to fame? What took place back in the 90s that the people need to understand that you're not one that sits around and talks about what needs to be done? You're actually one that drops the gauntlet and gets it done.
Yeah, I try to do that as much as possible. My mom taught me to stand for what I believe in. My claim to fame is I married Dawn Mills from Pima, Arizona.
Richard, I think your speaker's on there. Can you shut your computer speaker off? Because I'm getting a little bit of feedback there.
The volume is completely off. Does that not work?
Yeah, it just seems like it's kind of bouncing off back and forth from your phone.
Well, I can hear myself speak for some reason.
Okay. Well, GCN, if you can aid us in this conversation, that would be great. But go.
The volume
okay,
is down.
Okay. Yep, go ahead. Okay, so, hey, guys, he's just taking a minute right now and just checking his connection. And GCN's talking with him, and we'll come right back in just a moment. But, again, folks, for those that don't know who Sheriff Richard Mack is, he's not one of those guys that just talks about what needs to be done. Matter of fact, I did an event with him out in South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, just last year. And, again, his – claim to fame is the fact that he gets the job done, and that's what I want here on the Sons of Liberty, because that's what we've always done. Richard Mack in a different capacity than us. We did high schools. Okay, cool. Thank you, guys. Okay, so, Richard, go ahead and finish your claim to fame. Rand, okay, well, if you wouldn't mind.
I spent 20 years in law enforcement and 8 years as sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, and during that time, I became the first sheriff in American history, in the history of the United States, to sue the federal government, the Clinton administration, no less. Ha! I sued the Clintons and lived to tell about it. And it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and we won. We won. Amen. A major landmark lawsuit against the Clintons. And so this is the only time in history where a sheriff sued the federal government, and I thank the good Lord every day that 6 other sheriffs from across the country joined me in this lawsuit. But it was regarding the Brady Bill, and the Brady Bill was another first. It was the first time in American history where the United States government, the President and Congress, promulgated a piece of legislation that commandeered the office of sheriff nationwide to do federal bidding. And, get this, they threatened to arrest us if we failed to comply. Now, can you believe only 7 sheriffs fought this? Out of 3,100, 7 sheriffs? And I was the one that started the whole thing. And what I'm doing is I'm going through Minnesota because a lot of people have invited me there. And I'm touring the state, 10 different locations in 10 days and finishing in Aberdeen, South Dakota. To tell people and show people the proof, the evidence, that we can take back America in a peaceful and effective solution, and we can do it and restore liberty county by county and state by state, and it's going to take local officials, especially your sheriff, working with his people. We the people, the first 3 words of the Constitution, working in tandem, united in the holy cause of liberty to restore our Constitution as the supreme law of the land. We're not going to let these woke, leftist, extremists ruin our country anymore or destroy our Constitution. They are the ones that are breaking the law. They are lawless liars. And I'm tired of it, I've dedicated my life to this work.
Amen. And that's exactly it. And how many times I've said just that. They're liars. They're not telling the truth. I just went online right before we got you on here, Richard, and I noticed that you're under attack again. Apparently, this is what happens to those that actually bring about change. Actually, reformation, lawful reformation, getting back to the Constitution, rather than this transition that they seek to make. And I'm talking about the bad people that are tolerated by the American people. But I see on here that they're accusing you of former Oath Keeper Richard Mack trains Texas law enforcement, as if to suggest that's a bad thing. I would think that was a good thing. Then the AP just hit you a month ago, a right-wing sheriff. And I'm one of the things that I continuously beg the question to concerning those that talk about the right and the left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, right? And there is no far-right position or no left position when it comes to the Constitution, because we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. So what does that mean when they say far right? Does that mean that you really mean what you say when you want the law to be established so we can remain a free people? Or what does that mean, Richard?
I, to be quite honest, I don't know what they mean by it. It's supposed to be some sort of bad word or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
If you're right, you're correct. And the Constitution is all I'm about. So if you want to call me a constitutionalist, yes, I absolutely am.
Amen.
And I thought every public official swears an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. They're supposed to be constitutionalists.
That's right.
And so what is going on here? You want extremism? I'll show you extremism. Go down to the border and look at what's happening at the border, and that the president, the present occupant of the White House, is not enforcing the law, and yet they tell me, they say, Max says we don't have to enforce the law, we only enforce the laws what they say. No, I said, the argument about which laws we enforce was over when we took our oath. We swore an oath to enforce the Constitution. That is what we're supposed to be doing, and that is what we teach. And my Supreme Court victory proves irrefutably that this is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So, one, we have the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, what we're supposed to be following and enforcing. Now we have a Supreme Court decision issued and submitted by sheriffs of this country, and that backs us all up, too. So let me ask all your listeners one thing right now. I want to ask Chief Kelly McCarthy in Madonna Springs or Madonna Heights, where she's chief of police. Should you be enforcing, Chief of Police McCarthy, should you be enforcing the Supreme Court decision called Prince VUS or Mac Prince VUS? Should you be aware of that, and should you be enforcing it? Or do you get to pick and choose which ones you enforce and which ones you don't? I want to invite you to come and hear me speak, and then you and I can sit down afterwards, and you can, or you can even get up afterwards, and you can tell everybody what I said that was incorrect or was a lie. I offer you that opportunity. Instead of you hitting and running with the Reformer newspaper, whatever that is, you could come there and tell the truth about what I'm talking about, and you could tell everybody, I don't know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and explain it to everybody how that's true.
Okay, so I want to answer this really quick, and then I want to ask as to where you're going to be in Minnesota in just a second here. So the Reformer that just attacked me that I highlighted on Saturday, accusing me of being a hate group, and of course their point of reference is the SPLC, a subversive communist organization. I know, but the problem is people don't take the time to know the difference because they don't know the law, Richard.
Let me ask you something there. Let me stop you just for a second. Did you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center lawyer, the attorney for them, was arrested like 2 or 3 months ago for domestic terrorism?
Well, there
their
you
attorney.
Go.
Yeah. And SPLC totally supports him. And they said that he wasn't, that it wasn't righteous arrest. He was arrested as an attorney for SPLC for domestic terrorism.
Yep. And then that comes as no surprise. It reminds me of the American Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin, the end of that organization, he said the end is communism. I just think that the American people don't realize what they have. And it's sad to say there was a song back in the 80s by Cinderella. They said, and the name of the song was, "You Don't Know What You Have Until It's Gone." I don't want to get to that point where our children have to actually suffer the abuse of the taskmasters that the American people tolerated in any sense of the word. But, Richard, I do have a hard break coming up right now. On the other side, the first thing I want to do is introduce you, and then will you let us know where you're going to be at in the state of Minnesota, and then let's get back to this conversation. Okay, I'll be right back in just 1 second. Guys, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got any questions for Richard? Now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, the longest-serving female senator, a California Democrat first elected in 1992, has passed away at the age of 90. As the deadline for a potential government shutdown happens, travelers are looking for the potential impact on flights. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey defying calls from fellow Democrats to step down following his federal bribery charges. The Powerball jackpot nearing the $1 billion mark once again, with no winner in Wednesday night's drawing. Tomorrow night's top prize, an estimated $925 million. Today marks 6 months since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was detained by Russia and accused of espionage. He is the first journalist held by the Kremlin since the Cold War. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So, folks, real quick, we got Richard Mack with us right now. He's going to be in the state of Minnesota. Hey, Richard, real quick, can you go ahead and share with us as to where you're going to be when you come to the beautiful state of Minnesota? And by the way, you're in Arizona right now. When you get here, you're going to totally love the weather. It is fantastic right now. All the leaf colors are changing. It's kind of cool in the air. It's just a great time to be here. So we welcome you, sir, and I just want to tell you thanks for thinking of the state as well. In the process of what you're doing, we do the same thing, but it is good to have guys like you in this ring with us because you've been there and you have the victories, and that's what we need more of in this country. So can you give a heads up as to where you're going to be at in the state of Minnesota, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I'm trying to get you this sent off right now so you can have it in your hand as well. So it took me a while to find it for some crazy reason.
Okay, so you have 9 dates is what you're telling us, 9 dates.
Yes, and okay. Then it goes even a little bit further because then we go into South Dakota for one. And as you mentioned earlier, you and I met. I hope I got that right. But anyway, okay, so pardon me where I reached the flyer. Hang on.
Okay, hey guys, live. We're live. We're totally good. This is not some network that we, you know, we're afraid of being who we are. This is what we're doing, and we're making sure that we get you the information that you need. So, all yours, Richard. All yours.
Can you still see me?
Yeah, I can see you. Such a studly looking young man indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
But I want to add, you just touched on something that reminded me of this. I want to make sure everybody understands. This is very simple, folks. You take an oath to the Constitution, which presupposes that you're going to know and understand it, so you can enforce it. And this means that we follow and obey the Declaration of Independence, and it's real simple there. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. And so what are the rights that we're talking about? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what we're talking about. And that's what government was instituted to do. Then we turn the page to the Constitution, and then you have the Bill of Rights. About 28 principles of liberty that every peace officer, chief of police, Chief Kip McCarthy, and every sheriff and everyone in law enforcement, every detective, every patrol officer, everyone in law enforcement has promised in God's name to uphold and defend these principles. The 28 in the Bill of Rights is what we swore an oath to do. And isn't it astonishing, my friends, that so many in government and in law enforcement believe or act like they don't have to keep that oath? Well, I got a different message, and that message will be at La Center, Minnesota, at the American Legion, at 6:30 p.m. on October 2nd. That's Monday. Then October 3rd will be at the Freeport Community Center in Freeport, Minnesota, at 5 p.m. Now, I don't know, do you want me to get phone numbers for every one of these?
No, that's fine. And on October 4th, we'll have Richard Mack at Lake Marion Ballroom. That will be at 6:30. Folks, you're going to have to do a little due diligence, and I can also post this on our social media platforms. And October 5th, we're going to be at Liberty Tea Party Patriots. That's in Champlin, Minnesota. That's a good place to be. A lot of people there. Word of Life Ministries. Oh, interesting. That's in Brooklyn Park, I believe. Oh, no, that's in Princeton. Forgive me, Princeton. Good to have you there. And then I have a list of October 7th. That will be Millworks and Duffney Customs Cabinets.
Yep.
I'm guessing that's in Brainerd, Minnesota. I think I did that event there as well. Cool people.
I think it says Deerwood, but I've heard Brainerd before too.
That's right outside of that area. Yep, I know exactly where you're at. And then
that was at 12 o'clock noon, so you got to watch the time on that.
Okay, cool. And then October 8th, Charlie's Eatery and Pub. That is in Rochester, Minnesota. Okay, so you're covering the state here. And then we have on October 9th, La Crescent Area Event Center. That's the La Crescent. I don't know that area at all. That will be at 6 p.m. And then October 10th, the Twist Banquet Hall and Restaurant. That will be in Blaine, Minnesota. Wow. Well, and then you don't have the South Dakota dates on here neither. I will post this, Sheriff Max. So you're going to be all over the state. This is good to know. You're coming here on Sunday, and then you're going to be here for a whole week. Is that correct? And a couple days, actually.
About 9 or 10 days. And we're still working on the one in Aberdeen, South Dakota, but it looks like it's going to happen. Sioux Falls was on the list, and they still might get resurrected and have a meeting there, too. And then I'm coming back, I think, around November 14 or 15 to do about 3 or 4 more.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
Interesting. I was just in your neck of the woods about 6 months ago. I'll be going back in that direction. As you come here, I'm going there. It looks like I'll be in South Dakota as well. So hopefully we'll cross paths sooner or later. But I want to ask you a couple more questions because I got you for 7 more minutes, Richard.
Okay.
Okay, so the reformer, because you were making reference to this a couple minutes ago. So the reformer, if you remember right, when we were in Rapid City, the local paper there, polarized, demonized both of us at the same time in making known to everybody in Rapid City, South Dakota last year that we were both coming in. So you can see that they're attempting to put a mark on our back. And for anybody that's paying attention, they know why they're doing it. But now, just recently, I highlighted the fact that the reformer attacked me, which is totally fine. And of course, I went back to him and told him I'd like to jump on the radio and do a Zoom meeting with him and explain himself. And no response. Same thing with the New York Times. But with that, they had now attacked you. What did they attack you for? We're curious.
Oh, they're saying that I was a member of a national organization. I was a founding member of a national organization that actually organized and did January 6th, whatever January 6th was. I'm not sure what it was. And that I was part of some subversive, organization that actually pulled, off January 6th, whatever it was. But I will tell you this. That's impossible because I've never been associated with the FBI in my life.
Well, you know, which I'm glad you brought that up because I think we all know what January 6th was about. Matter of fact, the federal government just got rid of, I believe it was over a trillion bytes of information concerning January 6th. There's outlets that have done, it's all on screen. The whole documentary is based on factual evidence because it's right in front of our eyes, and we can see that they were paid provocateurs. It just came out a couple days ago, Richard, that the FBI had more informants there that day, more than could be numbered, said the headline. So we're seeing these organizations actually create criminals out of innocent people, and those people had every right in the world to be there exercising their First Amendment right. And we see who's responsible for the crime. This is nothing new under the sun. Speaking of the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, and all of these other federal agencies that have been created, I'm just curious, where in the Constitution actually gives them lawful authority to do the things that they're doing when they're leveling themselves at the innocent people that they're supposed to serve? How does this make sense? This is confusing.
There's no authorization for 98% of the bureaucracies that are there. There's
Amen.
A little bit, a little tiny bit, maybe 2%, but we really are under the governmental corruption of bureaucracies. Bureaucracies run America. IRS, FBI, FDA, EPA, CIA, ATF, and ATF, in my presentation, I will show all of you how an investigation by the federal government in 2015 regarding the ATF showed that dozens of ATF, ATF's got some problems too, but the DEA, there's another one, DEA were having sex parties with the cartels down in Colombia, and the cartels were providing the prostitutes and making the party happen. They go after people who go to the U.S. Capitol and maybe committed the act of trespass, who get 10, 15, 20 years in prison, and these DEA agents got nothing. They didn't even get reprimanded Yep. for taking bribes from the very organizations they are paid to stop. But nothing happens to them.
Well, what bothers me about it, and what's worse, and we kind of tapped into this a little bit, is the fact that they somehow or another have deceived themselves into believing that they're just doing their job when they're taking unconstitutional orders, Richard. And it reminds me of the Nuremberg trials where they all blamed Adolf Hitler for the crimes that they were guilty of committing. What say you?
Yeah, the Nuremberg defense is irrefutably bogus. I was just following orders. I have to do what the president tells me. I have to do what the governor says. I have to arrest you for not wearing a mask in church because they tell me to. You're supposed to be following the law and the principles of freedom. In America especially, liberty is first. The goal is liberty, not the enforcement of stupid statutes. The enforcement of stupid laws is the essence of tyranny, and that's what we're getting from Washington, D.C. today. And somebody needs to correct that ship. And I say every sheriff in this country needs to get on board that assignment.
Okay, so I have you for probably one more minute, Sheriff Mack. You're going to be in Minnesota. What would it be that you would convey to the people that are watching you right now? You got a lot of people on social media platforms. What would it be that you'd convey to them that they need to awake to the fact of concerning their country and defending it and actually standing up and doing what it is that God has commanded them to do out of love for him and for man and their own countries? Country.
You cannot be ignorant and free. We've got to be educated. We've got to come together in this educational process and then implement what we learn. And folks, restoring America is possible peacefully and effectively.
Amen.
But you've got to be educated.
Amen. Thank you, Sheriff Richard Mack, folks. We totally appreciate you, big brother. And with that said, folks, he's going to be in the state of Minnesota. I will post that on social media platforms. With that said, we will be right back on the other side in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey folks, if you want to call in, now's the time to do so. That was kind of off the cuff. As a matter of fact, it was just thrown at me, and I recollected this morning I had Mac on with us. We've had him on before. I've done some events with him. Super cool guy from what I know of him. I also want to say this. People talk smack on Mac. They do. But they talk smack on me, too. And anybody, you got to understand, and this is, if I can be so candid as to share some of the conversation, and I hope I'm not talking out of school in the sense of, or confidentiality, because there was nothing said that would have been held in confidentiality before the show. But I do want to say this. Do you people realize that those that are going to make a difference are going to endure all that we're enduring? The media is going to attack us. We're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. We're going to be hated. Again, for our love. John 15:18. John 7:7. Read those scriptures as they come up, friends. We're going to be persecuted. okay? Some of us might even be killed for the information we're sharing with you. But if I have to seal my testimony in my blood in revealing God's word to you, then so be it. Then we're counted amongst those that are favored in the eyes of God in so many different ways. If you understand Scripture, you understand the resurrection, and I do in part, what an honor it would be. I mean, we honor the fallen, don't we? We go to Arlington Cemetery and we honor those men. What did they do? They fought off the tyrants, right? And they sealed their testimony with their blood in doing so. And it's for every American to know the difference. And this is what I want you to hear. And this is what I shared with Richard Mack. When we knew that Richard was coming into town, there was other sheriffs that were saying, well, there's pockets of sheriff departments that just say, you know what, don't really, you know, we're indifferent to Sheriff Mack. Okay, well, have you brought forth fruit that may bear witness to the fact that it's completely indifference to the fact that this is what we need? We need resolve, and that's what Richard brought. And what's interesting is you get so many people hurling stones at guys like him, guys like me, and other people that are doers of the word, not hearers only, James 2:14-26, that you got to ask yourself the question, isn't that a little hypocritical? Isn't that a little cowardice? I mean, after all, those that are going to make a difference are going to be controversialists. There's just no way around it. And when you become affected, this is what happens. People start to talk about you. The media starts to attack you because you're over the drop zone. Okay? They're not bothering people that are not making a difference. They're not bothering. Hey, folks, they're not writing about people like I see on social media platforms right now where people do nothing but tolerate and complain about the problems that they themselves tolerate. Forgive me. They do nothing but talk about the problems. They're not giving the answers. They're just talking about the problems. And I'm saying that, folks, because there's enough of that. We're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molder of consensus. And I want to tell you this scripture, or scripturally speaking, and out of testimony, that if you're going to bring the fire, you're going to have to endure the flame. And if you can't handle that, then you know what? Get out of the kitchen, as they say. It's too hot in there, right? If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. There's too many cowardice people in this country, and when you see somebody get the job done, what do people do? They sit there and they throw their, well, this is my thought, and this is my thought, and, you know, I just don't think we should have him here because he's too controversial. Wait a second. That is the power of God. That's knowing the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all nigh men unto me. See, what the media doesn't understand, folks, is the fact that when they're attacking Richard Mack in the media, the good people in the country know the truth of the matter, and they're going to go and support him. And the more they attack him, the more support he's going to get. So let them attack. And all of you good people out there, you should know better than that. To know what the media is saying is completely untrue. I want to say this. We just had a couple people calling in from Texas. We got one from Minnesota. I'm going to do my best to get this and get to this in just a moment. I want to go back to this because I do want people to understand that when you read the preamble, not to the U.S. Constitution alone, but also to the Bill of Rights, this is what I want you to hear. It says, resolved by the Senate and House representatives of the United States of America, representatives of the United States of America, representatives of the United States of America. What does it say? The conventions of a number of the state, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire. This is the preamble to the Bill of Rights. In order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its power, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. And as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will be best to ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. What am I saying? What is this saying? Those that serve we the people, these are the thou shall nots to them. They have no business stepping on our Bill of Rights. Because, why? Because our rights didn't come from the state, they came from God. And if we want to remain a free people, then we better understand we're going to have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. Right? 1 Timothy 6:2. So, with that, I want to go ahead and take these phone calls real quick. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Steve, please make it quick. We got other phone calls. Thanks for calling in. What say you, my friend?
Well, I wanted to point out that the reason other sheriffs aren't supporting Sheriff Mack is because they pick and choose enforcing the law. If they really chose to enforce the law, they would really want to enforce the law when the government violates it. But the problem is they sit there and say, well, if the government violates the law, they need to do their government job. Well, then there really is no law once they do that.
Well, and here we are, and sad to say, I've noticed that I've taken time out of everything I do to make things happen here in the state of Minnesota, and I've seen the sheriffs sit there and play the politicians, play the diplomats, Steve, and quite honestly, I'm embarrassed for them. It's like, learn something from this guy. He's done it. He's been through the fire. He understands the testimony. He knows what it takes to make something happen. And what do? They criticize him. They're indifferent towards him. He's too controversialist. They don't understand what real leadership looks like in any sense of the word. They really don't. I'm going to give you the last word, my friend.
Well, the thing is if they really followed the law, they would enforce it evenly across the board, and that's true. Anarchy is when the government doesn't follow the law. They always claim the libertarians are anarchists, but that's not true. We want the law to be applied for everybody equally, and that's true lawfulness, not the anarchy of the government disobeying the rules.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate it, Steve. For the sake of time, we got about 3 minutes left. We got Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Max going to be there, by the way, Stacy. With that aside, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I just went to a meeting. It was supposedly a Republican meeting. I said, what would our future President Bradley Dean do? And I said, these people are criminals. And I said, when are we going to stand up? All of these crimes are being committed, and we don't need any more evidence. And I could tell that the person running the meeting was a turncoat. And she was saying, oh, we like your passion, but we don't need it here at this meeting.
Yep.
And if we all start calling these people criminals, I think it gets to them. So that's our first step. They have to be called criminals every time we talk about them.
And they are criminals, Stacey. Yeah, and I wanted to say something to that. How many times I have heard that? How many groups I have heard with these patriotic names? So-and-so for liberty. And then they see that you have a track record because of the mainstream media, and they say, well, you're just too controversial. Just had it happen last month, as a matter of fact. But notice their names, for liberty. They don't understand. These groups have all these patriotic names, but don't understand that someone had to sacrifice themselves in giving them the liberty in which they have today. See, really what it says, Stacey, is they're not willing to actually sacrifice themselves to give their posterity the same freedom that they have, to pass the baton on to them. No, they want to play the diplomat. They're going there. They're complaining about the politicians being diplomatic and compromising. But at the end of the day, that you're going to find that they're just like them. And that is exactly why they're in the predicament that they're in today. Exactly why.
Well, I say we keep calling them criminals. And don't let them say, oh, that's for another time.
Well, that's
they don't like being called criminal.
Yep. Well, that's what they are, because if you look at the law, you can always tell who's breaking it and who's obeying it, and that's what we're seeing in government today. So with that, I totally appreciate the phone call, Stacy. And, guys, it's almost up. Time's almost up. I totally appreciate it. I want to say, if I see you swearing on the social media platforms, folks, we're not going to tolerate that in any sense of the word. That's not what it's for. So if you want to go there, you're going to oust yourself, because we are not going to tolerate vulgarities on social media platforms. Just want to let you know we're going to be back tomorrow for 2 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online if you're new to us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That's the national outlet that we have. We have 13 to 15 articles given every day, written by contributors from all over the country, from preachers to righteous activists to constitutional attorneys, from sheriffs to former military. The list goes on. But we're giving you the truth that holds to the word and to the Constitution, that exposes what's happening out there, just doing our job. And we're also not only exposing it, but also reproving it with our deeds. Ephesians 5:11. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Got you for 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.